This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, not at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. More on that after a few moments. A brutal attack that left a woman beheaded by a recent convert to the religion of peace this week in Moore, Oklahoma. Could have been a lot worse, according to the local police sergeant, Jeremy Lewis. More people would have been murdered, and in his own words, quoting, "This was not going to stop if he didn't do it," referring to Mark Vaughn, the armed COO, that's chief operating officer of the company where the terrorist attack occurred, and as has been pointed out by many on the pro-self-defense right-to-carry community, while unarmed co-workers called 911 and waited for the guys with the guns to get there to put a stop to the vicious attack, an armed man already on site used his lawfully carried pistol to end it. Mm-hmm. What those well-intentioned sheeple didn't know was that there was already a good guy with a gun on site, their COO. God only knows what would have happened had he not been where he was or had he not been armed. Mm-hmm. I'll let Bloomberg and the other gun haters answer that. You already know. You know the answer to that. More on that story later on in the show. Now, on to something I've been waiting to comment on since the very inception of this program. Only one other announcement of its kind would make my smile broader than this one, and I'll let you guess what that is after you hear what I have to say about this. Start here. At a 2004 American Constitution Society get-together, he said this: "The nation must be convinced that it is a progressive future that holds the greatest promise for equality and the continuation of those policies that serve to support the greatest number of our people." Yeah. In the short term, this will not be an easy task. With the mainstream media somewhat cowered by conservative critics and the conservative media disseminating the news in anything but a fair and balanced manner, and you know what I mean there, the means to reach the greatest number of people is not easily accessible. Care to guess? And Sean, hold it. I'm asking a question. Care to guess? A man you know as New York Times bestselling author of More Guns, Less Crime, Fox News contributor and head of the Crime Prevention Research Center, Dr. John Lott, a frequent guest on this program and a friend of mine and yours, said this about him in a 2009 piece prior to his confirmation hearings. Quoting, "But his nomination raises other questions about what President-elect Barack Obama claimed he believed during the campaign. Numerous times he promised that he supported an individual's right to own guns and that he wouldn't do anything to take away people's guns. Just last year, in a brief to the Supreme Court, he argued that the Second Amendment did not protect an individual right to keep and bear arms, that it only protected government militias' rights to guns. He claimed that the Second Amendment posed no obstacle to implementing gun bans. I can't find even one gun control law that he has opposed. On every gun control regulation he has discussed, he has been supportive, including bans, raising the age that someone can possess a gun, registration and licensing, one gun a month limit on purchases, and mandatory waiting periods." Mm. Care to guess who I'm talking about? In 2008, he signed an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court during the Heller versus D.C. court case in support of the district's absolute ban on firearms. Its main argument in the brief, which he signed, states, "The Second Amendment does not protect firearms possession or use that is unrelated to participation in an unregulated militia. Regarding permanent gun registration, giving law enforcement officials a permanent database, he said, of law-abiding gun owners who had already cleared federal background checks, fingerprints, etc., he said this: the position of the administration is that there should be a basis for law enforcement to share information about gun purchases. It is not inconsistent to allow law enforcement agencies to share that kind of information, for that information to be retained and then to be shared by law enforcement. Are you hearing me? Care to harbor a guess? Who said it? In 1995, he famously said this about firearms and firearms rights, clearly voicing his contempt for your guns and your rights at a Women's National Democratic Club meeting when discussing the fact that he had asked the, and I'm quoting now, D.C. school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school at every level. We just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Any ideas now who I might be referring to? Maybe this will spark your memory. I think that one of the things that we learned when we were trying to get past those common sense reforms, right? Last year, Vice President Biden and I had a meeting with a group of technology people, and we talked about how guns can be made more safe by making them either through fingerprint identification, the gun talks to a bracelet or something that you might wear, how guns can be used only by the person who is lawfully in possession of the weapon. It's those kinds of things that I think we want to try to explore so that we can make sure that people have the ability to enjoy their Second Amendment rights while at the same time decreasing the misuse of weapons that lead to the kinds of things that we see on a daily basis. I would like to remind him that he's referring to criminals, but doesn't say that. Remember the brief he signed in 2008 I just told you about, stating the Second Amendment does not protect firearms possession or use that is unrelated to participation in an unregulated militia. Many Republicans made comments on their Twitter accounts regarding the departure of this despised political hack. Now, take a listen to some of the things you heard. Here's Representative Jeff Duncan. Good riddance, he said. Your disregard for the Constitution of the United States will not be missed. My words about you are strong, but are appropriate given your abysmal record as our Attorney General. Senator Ted Cruz said this: sadly, A.G. Holder has proven to be the most partisan Attorney General in our history. It's good news he announced his resignation. Governor Bobby Jindal said this: first Attorney General ever to disagree with both the First and Second Amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Daryl Issa, no love lost here, said this: he is the most divisive U.S. Attorney General in modern history. He has the dubious distinction of, in a vote supported by 17 Democrat members, being the first AG held in criminal contempt of the House.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Issa continued, by needlessly injecting politics into law enforcement, his legacy has eroded more confidence in our legal system than any AG before him. Representative Louis Gohmert said this: he has obfuscated the truth and been the most partisan, partial, prejudiced, and self-pitying attorney general in my lifetime. Representative James Lankford said, before AG steps down, he should clear his desk of everything he still owes Congress under subpoena. And I could go on, but I will digress. I understand the Second Amendment, he said. I respect the Second Amendment, he said. I look forward to working with the NRA to come up with ways in which we can use common sense approaches to reduce the level of violence by criminals, is what he means and doesn't says, that we see continuing in our streets, and make the American people as safe as they possibly can be. From you, ladies and gentlemen, from you, the law-abiding gun owner he's talking about. I understand the Second Amendment, he said. I respect it. I think we as an administration, we as a nation, have said is enough is enough. There are limits to how far we should go, and that we should come up with really common sense, responsible ways. Common sense, there it is again. Let me tell you something. When someone you know tells you they understand and respect the Second Amendment, you can bet it's neither. Got that? When that person is Eric Holder, whose decades-long career tells the story of his absolute hatred for the nation's Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, you can call him what he is with confidence. He is a liar. But I must say, your tenure, Attorney General Holder, and subsequent departure are also deserved of a thank you in parts. A thank you for showcasing the true nature of this lawless and corrupt administration with your own contempt for our Constitution. By unilaterally deciding which of our laws to uphold and which to enforce, which parts of our Constitution to uphold and which part you wish to throw away, you have unwittingly awakened millions, millions, to the importance of ridding America of your brand of justice. Good riddance to you. Good riddance to you. Let's not let the revolving door of justice hit you in your ass on your way out, sir. Wow. Sean?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it going to be fun to say goodbye to this political hack?
Yes, it will. But I tell you, I'd like to see him answer all the questions that are being asked.
He never will.
Nope.
He never will. And when we come back, Jerry Henry, executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, sits in the Crossbreed Holster studios with me. And boy, have we got a show for you. Don't go away. AAR fills your prescription for freedom. We'll be back right after this. I'm Mark Walters. Don't go away. This is a good one. See you in a minute.
Do you own or carry a gun for self-defense? If your loved ones were under attack, what would you do? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. Because when you're forced to defend your loved ones, your toughest battle will probably occur in the courtroom. As a responsibly armed American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. If you activate your USCCA membership today, something very important will happen. You'll be instantly covered by the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection available to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Your USCCA membership will provide up to $1.1 million to help you get the expert defense you deserve to keep you out of jail and home with your family. Activate your life-saving USCCA membership protection right now or get more information now at DefendFamilyNow.com. That's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit usccainstructors.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network here in these Crossbreed Holster Studios. What a pleasure to have you here with me today, and it's great to be here with you. Unfortunately, I'm not here with you from Chicago, as I had originally planned. And let me welcome Sean down at the network studios down in Dallas, Texas. Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. So I'm doing better than you are, that's for sure.
Boy, we had a heck of a whirlwind, didn't we, this weekend? It was really something. Let me go ahead to my guest here in the studio with me in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, a good friend of the program, therefore a good friend of yours, and that's the executive director of GeorgiaCarry.org, Jerry Henry. Jerry, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good to be here.
Hey, well, let's go ahead and tell everybody here. We've got some really cool new technology here in the studio that you're using for the first time. So if listeners were able to hear a little bit of a loop back and us, that's because we were playing with the dials and getting everything.
We were still tweaking.
We were tweaking.
Not twerking. We were tweaking.
Tweaking. That's also what they say about meth heads, too. We're not tweaking in that sense either. This is a sober gun rights show, okay?
I don't know anything about the meth heads. So.
We're not twerking over here. We're not doing any of that stuff. This is not the Miley Cyrus hour.
I was going to say.
So, yeah, and if you heard that, I just want to let you know, bear with us. We're having some fun with some really new, cool stuff that will enable us to do a lot of really fun things with you over over the next however many shows we do with you. Thousands coming up, I can tell you that. So, anyway, Sean, I can't blame Sean for that. I usually like to do that.
No, you know what but that's called?
What's that called?
That is called a new board ops mistake right there. So, now you know.
Well, yeah, and I'm acting as board ops, so, okay, I can't blame you. The board is here.
Thank you.
All right. Anyway, we'll tell you, the press releases have gone out, and you may have heard or seen some of the press releases, or maybe you haven't, and that's fine. Maybe you're driving down the road listening to this program for the first time. You're now addicted. You just don't know it yet. As we're talking about your right to carry a firearm and use it to defend your life, something Attorney General Eric Holder can't stand, and I think you would agree with that, Jerry.
I agree 100%.
His many, many, many years of history.
That's correct.
He's
made about as many speeches against it as you and I have for it.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, that's true. Yeah. And what always gets me about this, and that's why I wanted to point this out near the close, when someone you know, as I said, tells you that they respect and understand the Second Amendment, it's neither.
Nope.
Okay.
I agree.
And it's important that you know that as well, not just us in this room in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, but you need to know that. When you're having a conversation with your neighbor and you hear the following, no, 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 you're wrong. Listen, I respect the Second Amendment, but they don't respect anything. They don't respect anything, nope. And it's up to you. It's incumbent upon you to fix that person.
When you hear that, when you hear but, and when you hear the word hunting, You know they're not.
that's very true.
That's true. Yes, it is.
We have a lot to talk about today. What we were originally talking about when the segment came back from the break, why it was such a crazy weekend. We were supposed to be in Chicago for the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is one of, if not the single most important get-together in the country. And I found it, I couldn't blame Delta, Jerry. Nope. You were in the same boat. That's why
same
you and
boat.
I are here
I
together.
Was in American's boat. You were in Delta's boat.
It didn't matter. But
they were both sinking.
They were both sinking. They sunk fast. But here we got caught up, of course, in the Chicago fiasco with the, I guess somebody decided they wanted to set fire to and then end their own existence to the FAA and the air traffic control system up in the Midwest based in Chicago. So the timing was bad. As a result, I was unable to get out for a number of, still can't get out. If I wanted to go today, I still couldn't. Jerry Henry was also stuck at American Airlines. He couldn't get out. So as a result, we missed it. And I missed an opportunity personally to share the stage with a legend, and that's Tom Gresham. He and I were on the same panel, the two of us together, and the topic of our conversation was going to be the shootout at the Airwaves Corral.
Oh, nice.
Now, yeah, and I didn't have the opportunity to speak with him, but I was able to get word to him that I was very sorry that we couldn't be there and missed out. You know, it's a guy like, he's the Rush Limbaugh of this genre of radio.
Yes.
20 years on Gun Talk, it opened a lot of doors for a lot of people, and we're able to do this. So if you were attended the conference, you're probably on your way home, or if you're listening to this after the conference, I'm glad you had an opportunity to hear him speak, and I'm sorry that I was unable to do that. Jerry, your segment, what you were going to talk about was what?
I was going to talk about on the state's issues committee or panel. I was going to discuss what we had done in Georgia with Georgia Carey here in the state of Georgia this year, passing HB 60 and some of the things we've done over the years, and just bring everybody up to date on where we stand right now and how since the Guns Everywhere bill has become law, how terrible it is down here. There's blood in the streets, and I had to buy me a new pressure washer to get the blood off my
shoes
before
I
go
truck.
Into the house now.
I bought a new truck, so I understand that.
But I was really looking forward to that. This would have been my first conference, and I was really looking forward. And the fact that I was honored enough to be asked to speak, it was really going to be a big thing for me. So I really hate that we didn't make it.
The attendees that were there missed out on hearing you talk because the bill that you were so instrumental in passing in the state of Georgia that will have such a ripple effect across the country to everyone, regardless of where you live, the Guns Everywhere bill. And I like the way you refer to that without batting an eye. You know, that came from the anti-gun establishment.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we kind of picked that ball up and ran with that. I like the sound of guns everywhere. And we'll continue to poke them in the eye with that because guns are everywhere. And they're everywhere every day. And we don't see the problems from the law-abiding gun owners that they like to foretell.
No.
It doesn't happen. And that's the big lie that Eric Holder likes to tell.
Correct.
And that's why the bill was so important, and that's why you were speaking, and the people who were there missed out on that, unfortunately. There were a number of other grassroots activists there and heads of grassroots. I was listening to Gun Talk earlier today and was listening to our friends out there in California, Cal Guns Talk with Tom, and Alan Gottlieb, our good friend, was talking with him. And I spoke with Alan after his segments on Gun Talk, and I found out that about 10 speakers were unable to get there. It was just under a quarter of the speakers because of the Chicago air traffic fiasco, and about 200 of the attendees. And here's what's interesting. Over 200 of the attendees were unable to make it, yet they still had close to 600 attendees.
Wow.
This was huge. Had those 200 been able to get there, it would have been a record-setting event. Now, this was in Chicago, and a lot of people say, why would you have such a pro-gun, such an important get-together in Chicago? Well, the reasons for that are many. I like that philosophy because I've seen the pictures of the checks that Rahm Emanuel, of course, the mayor of Chicago, has had to sign due to his losses in court to the Second Amendment Foundation, case after case after case, not the least of which was the McDonald decision, which was so important, and eliminated the ban on firearms in Chicago, stuck it right in Rahm Emanuel's face, and at the same time incorporated the Second Amendment to all of the states through the 14th Amendment, a very, very important case. Next year, it's in Phoenix.
And I quote Alan when I talked to him earlier. We get to go to a little bit more gun-friendly state next year and have some fun in Arizona. When we come back, Jerry Henry and I will be talking about the Shanine Allen case. You've heard us discuss it here for the last several weeks. The young mother in Philadelphia caught in the trap of gun control, snared in New Jersey. Big changes to that case when we come back. We win, they lose. I'll explain it right after this. Armed American Radio continues.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
You need to visit Crossbreed Holsters today. I've got a whole slew of those things and love every single one of them. Speaking of Crossbreed Holsters, I will be at the actual Crossbreed Holsters plant at their facility in Missouri, the 26th of October, bringing Armed American Radio to you. So when I say from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, we will be at the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Sean, go ahead.
What state did you say?
That's in Missouri.
That's what I thought. Okay, I just wanted to correct that.
Missouri. I gotcha. Yeah, we will be at Crossbreed, a big, beautiful, I think 6,000 or 7,000 new square feet addition to the facility to bring more holsters to you. And you can link over to Crossbreed and find out anything you need to find out about them by visiting us over at Armed American Radio Facebook at armedamericanradio.com. Let me put it this way, facebook.com/armedamericanradio. But you knew that already because you use it. You're probably using it while you're listening to the show. How sad. Did you check in somewhere? Did you let the whole world know that you're at a restaurant? Or you're getting coffee? I've never quite understood that. How Philadelphia woman's New Jersey gun case could affect up to 100 similar cases. You heard this?
Man. I hadn't heard the Hunter part. I've heard about the case being about her not having to go to jail.
Her attorney, Evan Knappen, was on the program a couple times talking about this over the last 3 weeks and made that comment that it's not just Janine. Her case has gotten the most attention, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Evan has been a guest on the program. He also handled the Brian Aitken case up there, which was, I can't say it's similar. Of course, it's a different case. But what it is ensnaring law-abiding people in these New Jersey draconian gun laws, gun control laws. And the same thing in that general sense happened. And Evan did a wonderful job there as well. But he mentioned while he was here on the program that it's not just her. There are many, many other cases out there. Now, this nails it down to up to 100 cases. And this piece, this is fascinating because we talked about Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm.
You got money and you can run with a football. The Atlantic County prosecutor don't want to put you in jail for beating the snot out of your wife.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Until the video comes. That video is going to make liars out of a lot of people. Mark my word. When this is all said and done, it's going to be a big ripple effect through the National Football League. You mark my word, because I question who at the NFL knows about this.
Oh, yeah, already has.
Oh, there's no question. It's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
But here we have the same prosecutor and the same judge who throw the book at this young mother. Now, this woman has lost her job, was threatened with prison in New Jersey. Even the name Rahway doesn't sound like a place you want to go, does it? Or you don't want to stop in Rahway, New Jersey to have a burger, do you?
I don't want to stop in anywhere in New Jersey.
Yeah. While you're Facebooking your friends on the way to wherever it is and you got to go through New Jersey. Yeah. Hey, well, we're going to stop in Rahway for a burger.
Right.
Somebody's going to say, no, you don't want to stop there. Okay. That's where the big prison is up there is one. And to think that this woman would spend time, it just defied common sense and it defied logic. Well, all of a sudden the video shows up of Ray Rice knocking his wife around in the elevator. And we predicted on the show, you're going to see there's going to be big changes in this case. What I found fascinating about it was, and we all know what happened here, the state attorney general got involved.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what he did was provided political cover for his cronies in Atlantic County,
mm-hmm.
for the judge and the DA,
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it. And here's a quote from the attorney general. While ignorance of the law is not a defense, prosecutors certainly may consider whether a defendant made an honest mistake in determining the level of defendant's culpability for purposes of sentencing. In the absence of case-specific aggravating circumstances, these defendants should not be sentenced to incarceration. Here's my question to the New Jersey attorney general. Where the hell were you 3 months ago?
Well, now, I think 3 months ago, he was for putting her in jail, if I'm not mistaken. I think if you go back and look.
You mean he was for it before he was against it?
He was for it before he was against it. I'm almost positive. Now, I may be wrong, but I believe that he was one that was saying, no, we're not going to do it. Now, maybe he wasn't. Maybe it was the judge that was the one that was saying, because I know the judge was saying, no, he would. The judge originally would not put her in a pretrial intervention.
We got a lot of emails, people asking, how come. Where's Christy? Sean, you want to say something about that?
That's just, My thing is,
was she in Walmart? Or wherever.
My thing is, will she get her job back? I mean, this is ludicrous. That's what it is.
Yeah, we've discussed the just the insanity of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a common sense issue. This is a gut feeling. This is right from wrong. This is what you as a human being take off your political hat.
Yep.
It doesn't matter whether you're a D, an R, an I. It makes no difference what or who you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what religion you practice. It doesn't matter where you were born. It makes no difference. You as a human being understand right from wrong.
Yes.
And this was wrong. It was wrong right out of the box. And there are so many questions, unanswered questions still. What is the motivation for the district attorney in Atlantic County and the judge to want to push this publicly with the public scrutiny this was getting, to continue to double and triple down on this? Why? For what reason? What was in it for them when they clearly, clearly allowed Ray Rice to walk?
Mm-hmm.
They have to know that this doesn't look good. Now, of course, the attorney general, no doubt, that's why I say he clearly provided political cover for these men by stepping in and making the statement that I just read. While ignorance of the law is not a defense, prosecutors may consider whether, and he goes on and on and on. And it makes it sound like the attorney general can say, whew, now I don't have to do this and I can let her go so I don't look like an idiot and a liar and a political hack like Attorney General Eric Holder. And I can finally let her go, which is what I really wanted to do anyway, but the law in New Jersey didn't allow me to do that. When we all know that's not the case.
Right.
So it all comes back to this. What in the world is the motivation? I don't have the answer to that. I don't pretend to know what makes these zealots and haters tick. Any ideas, Jerry?
No. The only thing that I can say is what I've heard other people say, and that is that the politicians in New Jersey, the only thing that they think about with firearms is confiscate, confiscate, confiscate. Do whatever you can do to get the firearms out of the hands of people. They think that is the worst thing that can happen to a citizen in New Jersey is to carry a firearm to defend themselves.
49 other states are laughing at them. Do they honestly believe, do these hacks, and that's what they are, they're hacks, do these hacks actually believe we know better?
I believe the other 49 states.
Do they think that?
Yeah. I believe that they think they know what's best for me and you more than anybody else. You can't decide this. I'm the one that needs to tell you what you can and can't do.
Exactly. So the thousands of other prosecutors across the country, including the ones directly bordering them,
doesn't matter.
All wrong.
That's correct. That's my feeling.
And then that webs out across the country. Sean, go ahead.
I mean, look at Mayor Bloomberg with his Coke.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these people just they just want to make sure that y'all are stupid, we're above y'all, and you do as we say. That's all it is.
Well, it's
they want to control every single facet of your life, if at all possible.
Yep. And they truly believe that.
Taking from the headline, how Philadelphia woman's New Jersey gun case could affect up to 100 similar cases, and God bless Shanine Allen. Shanine, if you're listening to the show, we know, Sean, that she has been listening. She communicated with you at one point during a broadcast.
Yes.
Shanine, if you're listening, you know, wow, our hearts go out to you. And as we said, both on air and off air, we'll continue to do whatever we can to help you out. She has lost her job. You can still head over to evannappin.com and click on the link to help her. You can donate as little as $1 to this young woman who has lost her job. Now, according to this column, between 50 and 100 statewide prosecutions pending at the time of an August 8th general moratorium on sentencing any out-of-state gun owner on weapons possession will have to be reconsidered under the new criteria. Of course, that criteria being what I read you from the Attorney General, said a spokesman, Paul Loriquette, a spokesman for the Attorney General. So it will be very interesting. And, you know, the dynamic that we want to throw in here before we go to the break is you got Christie trying to reinvent himself in a number of different ways, including an 85-pound loss of weight, and trying to get back out there in the good graces of conservatives. He's got a tough road to go with that. And we didn't hear a peep from him on this. Armed American Radio continues after this.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation, what a great organization. Alan Gottlieb will be here next week. Unfortunately, unable to bring him to you today because of our little snafu there. Trying to get into Chicago, and they are on the process of getting themselves back home safely. And we'll talk with Alan next week. What we will be doing, talking about the GRPC, is we will our man on the scene, David Kodria, who you know from this program as a regular contributor, also one of the greatest gun rights, pro-freedom activists this country's ever seen. In my book, David Kodria will be here. We just spoke moments ago, and he'll be here just after the top of the hour to give us some updates and talk with us about some of the awards and what it meant and what we can expect as individuals who respect and understand the Second Amendment, unlike soon to be, or can I say this now, outgoing Attorney General. Boy, is that a relief.
You can say it.
You know, I said in my opening comments that this was the second best I could hope for.
Right.
Who can you imagine who would be the first?
Oh, God, let me think a minute. Might be...
used to go by the name
Barry. Might be a
Barry,
president, huh?
Sotero? Sotero?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Sean, what was his other name?
Who?
That's a good name.
Who? Sean's Facebooking over there. Checking in at the network studios.
No,
Barack
I'm just
Obama.
Serious. Who?
I don't know. Talking about what his other names were, okay? Oh. Anyway, yeah, that would be the first, of course. I have some great emails to read later in the program today, one from a doctor and another one from the husband of a doctor. And the two are fascinating. We'll talk with David Codria a little bit about that later after we get an update from the GRPC as he just returns home from that convention. But it is quite fascinating, Sean, because I had an issue with a very well-written letter from an individual who took offense to some of my statements last week and thought that I had cheapened the show.
Huh? Who? Did who say that?
I had an individual from Kentucky write me in a very well-written letter. I'm going to read the email, a letter that I respect getting. And really, I enjoy reading these types of emails from fans. But this individual felt that I had cheapened the show with the conversation about the doctors. We were talking about, of course, the gag rule down in Florida, upheld by the Florida courts, not allowing pediatricians to talk to you or doctors in general to talk to you about your firearms ownership and possession in the house, Jerry.
Right.
Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I don't think it's any of their business.
Thank you.
Absolutely none of their business.
Well, there are pediatricians who disagree with you.
Well, I understand that. And there are a lot of people that disagree with me. I'm well aware of that. But this is one thing that I disagree on with them. Yeah. It's none of their business.
Exactly.
They're there to doctor my children. They're not there to find out. They're not there to interrogate them, find out what I got in my house or what else is going on. They need to stick to medicine.
I'm the same way. And if you were to, for me, if you were to tell me or ask me any questions like that about my child, that'd be the last time I come to you. I just take my money somewhere else. I pay you to help my sick children. I don't pay you to do lecture me. Don't give me a lecture.
I'll read the point of view from two opposing points of view, one from a board-certified pediatrician and one, the husband of a board-certified pediatrician. And I'll let you hear both sides of that. It's quite a fascinating conversation that we'll have. But I want David involved in that because he was involved with the conversation, and it was he who wrote
the article.
He wrote the article that we were from. So I want him to, because his response to me about that conversation, we had a good conversation about it. As I said, if you'd like to comment on any part of the show, send me an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And believe me, I'll get back to you. It might take me a little while, but I will get back to you. And depending on the content of your email, may be able to read it here on the air. The beheading in Oklahoma. Let's touch base on that quickly. I know that was a big topic of conversation throughout the gun rights policy conference as I was getting updates continuously. Yet again, we see a case where a gun stopped a bad guy.
And a background check didn't.
Exactly.
Say that one more time.
And a background check did not stop that guy.
But a gun did.
A gun did.
A gun in the hands of a law-abiding citizen who had a background check.
Right.
we could go on and on and on about how crazy this is. You know, this is just upside down stuff.
Correct.
The anti-gun media, Sean, I'm sure you're aware of this. Maybe you're not aware of this. They're already out there. He was a reserve deputy, the COO of Vaughn Foods, Mark Vaughn, who stopped the attack, is also a reserve deputy. Now, the anti-gun media establishment is trying to take away from you on the pro-gun side the fact that an arm, because they knew that the National Rifle Association would point this out, and we would point this out, and Gresham would point this out, and the SAF and every other pro-gun and states' rights organization would point out that yet again a gun stopped a bad guy from committing more atrocities.
Correct.
So they're putting photographs of him in his reserve police uniform out there, and they're saying, as if it matters, he was a reserve deputy. So I guess what they're trying to say, Jerry, is that a COO who might have been an Oklahoma concealed carry permit holder couldn't have stopped him with his gun. Is that the, is that the gist of where they're trying to go with
I
that?
I believe that's what the moms are saying, because it's never happened before.
Well, then I ask this question. If uniforms make them feel better, maybe we ought to put our teachers in uniforms. If we put our teachers in uniforms and a badge that says certified teacher, would they be more comfortable arming our teachers?
And maybe a broken cross on the sleeve. Does that remind you of anything?
Oh, boy. How much time do we have left in this segment? We don't have enough time. I see we're 54 minutes past the hour.
Well, as well as I do, that's not going to stop him. The guy stopped him because he was there and had a gun with him.
Yep.
And the fact that he was a deputy, he was a private citizen at that time.
He was a private citizen. Yep. He was not working or was not acting on under official duty. He was not in uniform. He was the individual who was the chief operating officer of the company he and his family owned, and he stopped and acted. Here's the basis of what we talk about.
And he used a rifle.
Here's the thing. We do this. We talk about this all the time on this program. And I hate to use or make it sound like bumper sticker logic. But when you call the police and you need them now, they're only minutes away.
That's correct.
We hear a lot
of
that.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But that couldn't be further from the truth. That couldn't be. That's the truth. As much as I hate to use that type of logic and state it in those terms, I'd rather be judged by 12 and carried by 6, that kind of thing. The fact, because trust me, you probably wouldn't want to be in certain cases, depending on where you live.
That's correct.
I'm in New Jersey, for example. You never know what's going to happen.
Atlanta's not the greatest place either.
Well, yeah, you're right about that, too. All right. But I will tell you that yet again we find out what we talk about on a regular basis. Anybody with common sense understands this, that when we need help, we call a good guy with a gun.
That's right.
And if it makes you feel better that that person is in uniform, let me ask you this. Would anybody have mattered? Would it have mattered to anyone there if the individual was not in uniform or had no reserve deputy status at the time if that crime was stopped? The answer to that is, of course, no.
Yeah. If he was butt naked at the time.
Wouldn't matter.
You know what? As much as I'd like to think y'all are right, I really think these people are just stuck on stupid. I think they would make a big issue about it, because these are the same people that say, well, you know, if he's bullying, you just let him do whatever. And these people are just sick. That's all it is.
Yeah, but the people whose lives were saved don't feel that way.
That's
You're
true.
Talking about the media feeling that way.
You're talking about the media.
But the people who were actually involved, who had their lives saved, could care less about that uniform.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They don't care. They know that they called, the well-intentioned people who called 911, they called to have someone with guns show up.
That's correct.
The fact of the matter is someone with a gun stopped this crime, and well, I hope that's not indicative of what we see across America, but a lot going on right now. Armed American Radio will be back, and when we do come back, David Codrio will be joining the conversation with myself and Executive Director of GeorgiaCarry.org, Jerry Henry. Sean will be involved. We'll see who else we can muster up. Lots to talk about here. Remember, I tell you every week, I'm going to tell you now, too, to close out the hour. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell us me by the
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com.
www.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.